at Pro Wrestling History with Bash!
In 1963 in Lima, Ohio, Al Snow was born. I wonder what he wants for his birthday. In 1973 in Houston, Texas, Jack Briscoe took home the National Wrestling Alliance, NWA, World Heavyweight title for the first time when he beat Harley Race. In 1982 in Puerto Rico, Abdullah the Butcher became the first World Wrestling Council, WWC, World Heavyweight Champion. Later on, WWC changed the name of the belt to the Universal Heavyweight title. In 1965 in Chandler, Arizona, the Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels was born. You know, in my 20s, I too was called a sexy boy. Now my wife calls me by a different name. In 1984 in New York City at Madison Square Garden, MSG, the World Wrestling Federation, WWF, held the Brawl to End It All match. It was Wendy Richter accompanied by Cyndi Lauper who beat WWF Women's Champion the Fabulous Moolah, managed by Captain Lou Albano. It was the only match to air live on music television, MTV. It drew a 9.0 rating. My luscious golden locks get the same rating. All the credit belongs to Fabergé Organics. And in 1999 in Toronto, Canada, Edge took home his first World Wrestling Federation, WWF, title belt when he beat Jeff Jarrett for the Intercontinental Championship. Edge wasn't even supposed to wrestle in the match. Ken Shamrock had travel issues, and Edge replaced him. That's This Week in Pro Wrestling History. I'm Bash. Follow me on the socials, at Bash and Barb, or visit bashandbarb.com for more.